Financier Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell this morning. That's according to the New York City Medical Examiner's Office. The billionaire financier was facing sex trafficking and conspiracy charges in New York. His case is especially noteworthy because for years he's been linked to other prominent men. We're joined now by Michael Gold of the New York Times. Michael, thanks for being with us on this morning.
Sure.
Have you been able to confirm so far any details about how Epstein died?
So what we know right now from two law enforcement officials is that Mr. Epstein hanged himself, and his body was found at around 7:30 a.m. this morning inside the federal jail in Manhattan, where he had been since his arrest. We don't know any other details right now, and obviously we're still reporting and trying to learn more information.
Last month, Epstein had been found semi-conscious in his cell with marks on his neck. What do you know about the conditions in this prison?
Yeah, so Mr. Epstein was to be in part for his own protection.
Michael, we lost you. We lost you a little bit. Oh. Can you just repeat the last line you said?
Sure. Sorry about that. So Mr. Epstein was in a federal facility in Manhattan. He was in a section of the jail with heightened security, in part for his own protection. I think sometimes when you have high profile inmates, they want to separate them from the general population. We don't have a ton of details in this particular incident. Law enforcement officials told us at the time that they were investigating his injury as a possible suicide attempt, although they hadn't ruled out the possibility that he had been assaulted. And we had heard from them that Mr. Epstein had been put at some point on suicide watch, but we don't know whether that was still the case this week or this morning when he was found.
And this is a federal facility he was being held in?
Yeah, he was held in a federal facility here in Manhattan.
So this comes after just yesterday, court filings were unsealed that suggest there may be an even wider circle of well-known people who knew about Epstein's alleged crimes. What can you tell us about any of those unsealed documents if you'd be able to look at them?
Yeah, so I looked at them yesterday. These are documents from a court case filed by a woman named Virginia Giuffre, who has accused Mr. Epstein and one of his associates, Ghislaine Maxwell, of sexually abusing her starting when she was 16. And the documents were sealed until a petition by the Miami Herald. And these documents, they're about 2,000 pages that just provide more details about what might have been going on inside Mr. Epstein's homes. They name people who he is believed to have associated with. And in some cases, they implicate some of these people in the sex trafficking charges that Mr. Epstein faces, though it's important to note that many of the claims made in these documents haven't been corroborated and that this lawsuit never went to trial.
Right, and we should emphasize that none of the people named were charged or sued in several court. One person who was named is former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. NPR reached out to him, and a spokesperson said that the, quote, charges are completely false. Michael, is it correct that these are not the final documents to be released, but actually may only be a first batch? And if so, what more might be coming?
That is correct. There are expected to be more documents in this case to be released. And we don't totally know what's going to be in them. Part of the issue with this case is that so much was sealed. We don't know what depositions were taken. We're not entirely sure what allegations have been made. And it's not even clear really how long it's going to take to get the rest of these documents. But we're expecting, you know, thousands of more pages to come out at some point, maybe this week, next week, maybe this month. It's really unclear. But the idea is that they'll provide more information about some of the allegations that are made against Mr. Epstein.
Is it known how Epstein's death could affect the case against him?
You know, we're still trying to report that out. I think everyone is still reacting to this news this morning. We did hear from one of the people who's accused Mr. Epstein, who said that she, you know, is disappointed that he won't fully be brought to justice, but we're not entirely sure where the case will go from here.
That's Michael Gold of the New York Times. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.